folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Okay, I think this is the time.
Is it the time, Mike?
It's the time to begin.
All right. There's a time for everything.
And everything under the sun.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Pork Therapy.
Episode of Pork Therapy. We almost did that well.
Oh, we never say anything in unison. We usually fail every time we try to do that.
That's Stephanie.
Well, and wait, yes, I'm Stephanie, and that's Mike. Thank you for joining us again. We're so glad you're here. We are, where are we, Mike?
We're below the love seat.
We went down on the love seat, actually. We
did?
Went down below it. We went to the love basement tonight because
it's a little bit warm up there.
It's warm in New Hampshire. You know, all these people who say they can't move for the Free State Project because it's too cold in New Hampshire, that is a bunch of bullshit, okay? It's fucking hot in here. And so hot, in fact, that, well, one of us is sitting here doing the show in our underwear.
And we're not telling you which.
Right. We'll leave it up to your imagination to decide who it is. Anyway, it's warm here in lovely New Hampshire, where Mike and I are from. And, of course, we moved to New Hampshire not caring about the cold, right? Because we cared more about freedom.
Yeah, actually, I'd never lived in a winter before. I mean, of course, I had lived in a winter, but not one with snow.
Well,
and it
a wimpy winter,
deal.
Right?
Yeah.
You lived in a wussy
I've
winter.
I've lived through 39 of them, but this was...
Mike, did you just reveal how old you are?
No.
Okay.
Actually, that's not even true. That's not how many I lived through when I moved here. But anyway,
Mike is just feeding us that misinformation. Just pay no attention to him. Anyway, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I don't know. Not only do I not know what I'm talking about, but I don't know what we're going to be talking about. Do you?
I do, actually, because I have a question.
What is it?
Well, speaking of hot weather, we have surmised that we may have gotten a question that originated out of Arizona because we recently appeared on Ernie Hancock's show, Declare Your Independence, which if those of you who don't know Ernie Hancock, he runs Freedoms Phoenix, which is a website in Phoenix, Arizona, dedicated to like liberty activism and all kinds of – he's got a lot of cool projects going on there. Among them are his two radio shows, one in the afternoon and one in the morning. And we were on both of his shows, and we were talking about pork therapy and, you know, why we do pork therapy and what we're all about, and even answering some relationship questions. And Mike was talking about how he's going to get the banana no matter what. And
you have to listen Mike to Ernie's show, Ernie Hancock's show, Declaring Your Independence, and perhaps Google Five Monkeys to know what that means.
Yes. Oh, that's right. And we'll probably release that on our podcast feed too eventually. But
hell, they might have heard it by now.
Then maybe they have. I don't. Time will tell, Mike. When we record these episodes in the past, and then we release them in the future, and we
that's
just
easier than the other way around.
Yes, that's right, Mike. Very good. Mike knows how to tell time. anyway, so what was I even talking about? We appeared on Ernie's show.
Yes.
And the reason I said that was because after our first appearance on his show, we received a deluge of listener questions, and we believe that
a relative deluge.
A relative deluge. And we believe that they probably originated from somewhere in the Freedom's Phoenix listener arena.
Our listenership did kind of spike, so that's good.
Yes, that is good.
Thank you for listening.
If you're a new listener, welcome, and thanks for checking us out, and we're very glad to have you.
And this is what we do is talk about pretty much anything that you ask us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Or by calling us at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Or if you're local, you can find us at any kind of liberty-oriented event, and you can be on the show yourself.
And we basically talk about anything, and we kind of twisted into relationship talk from a liberty perspective.
Basically, that's what we do. Yeah, we actually, you know, Mike and I think that it's very important to be able to get along with your neighbors and have good relationships and good communication skills, especially if you're going to be part of a voluntary society that doesn't need government. And so that's what we aim to do, is just kind of help people work out their relationship issues and problems.
Healthy relationships.
And sometimes we're successful and sometimes we're
not. Better than not healthy, yeah.
So anyway, should we get to the question, Mike?
I think so.
All right. Here is the question. Would you like to read it, or you want me to read it?
I would like you to read it.
Well, thank you, Mike. What a gentleman.
I think all our listeners would like you to read it, too.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, I have heard, just as an aside, I'm doing a project right now that's aimed at getting the Free State Project to 20,000 signers. And there are all these people who are talking about, you know, telemarketing and effective, like, sales skills and stuff, even though we're not selling anything, just the ideas of liberty.
Is, well, one effective sales skill to be a woman?
Yes, and to be nude while you're on the phone.
Oh. Yeah.
So I've been employing that technique, and it's been... I've seen tremendous results.
I bet you have. Is there a mirror there?
Anyway, let's get to the question. Okay. Here's the question from an anonymous listener. And the title is How to Voice Desire for Sex. Let me give a little bit of a backstory first, shall I?
Yes, you shall, listener.
Yes, you shall. I am an emotional, caring, loving, sensitive, empathetic person. I'm also a highly sexual and passionate person. The first is a little odd by today's standards, since I'm a man, and I guess he means the empathetic, caring, sensitive part.
Yeah, because men are pigs, right.
Not necessarily, but anyway. The first is a little odd by today's standards, since I'm a man, but the latter is not at all unusual. And we've had a rain of kisses here in the studio.
The studio is getting shedding its clothing.
Something like that. Okay, anyway, so he says he's very, you know, emotional, caring. I'm kind of failing at reading this in a timely manner, but that's
well,
okay.
We hell, it took us 6 minutes to get to it.
Oh, that's kind of par for the course. Okay, so he's an emotional, caring, loving person, and he's also highly sexual and passionate, and he thinks the first is, like, a little bit unusual for a man, but the second is not that unusual. Okay, and then he goes on to say, I have a lot of female friends, many more so than the number of male friends I have, actually. I like this and enjoy this. Because I'm in touch with my emotions and give a damn about the emotions of my mostly female friends, I found myself in brother mode or best friend mode far too often than I like. I know part of the reason for this. I'm extremely conservative when it comes to boundaries. I like and enjoy touching, for instance, but I'm terrified of touching someone who isn't interested in being touched. I'm hesitant to express my desire for a sexual relationship, no particular one, just in general, because I'm afraid of changing or ruining the incredibly intimate relationships I've formed. I suppose my question comes down to this. How do I indicate to my close friends that I'm interested in a sexual relationship as well as the intimate friendship while not ruining the existent friendship or making it, quote, weird?
And thank you, listener, for summarizing your question.
Yeah, I think that's great. Not everybody does that, and it's good. It helps us, even though sometimes we don't answer the question, but
yeah, well, that's a second issue.
And then there's more to the email. So he says, how do I indicate my to my close friends that I'm interested in a sexual relationship as well as the intimate friendship while not ruining the existent friendship or making it weird?
Wait a minute, that's the same question, isn't it?
Right, I was just repeating it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He said, and there's more, and then he said the same thing. Okay.
And then he says, additionally, I've never been very good at, quote, dating. My relationships always evolve from deep friendships. Do you have any advice on how to initiate a dating sexual relationship without my desire for emotional intimacy coming across as a way to, quote, get in her pants? Thanks.
Well, that last question kind of confuses me.
Two parts of the question.
Yeah.
I think I get what he's saying.
All right, well,
we can talk about it more.
So let's start with the first.
So how does he
novella,
let his friends...
I mean, question.
See, I thought it was good. I didn't think, Mike, you've been called an authoritarian by some members of our peanut gallery and audience before, because you are like a taskmaster at keeping us on the question.
You shouldn't be talking about this now.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway, Mike. I don't care what you say. Well, no, Mike likes very pithy and short questions, and I think there's...
Pithy? How did that get in there?
Pithy means concise, doesn't it? What do you think? Mike's looking at the waveforms on the audio file in horror and probably
we're
saying...
We're blowing out your eardrums
right
about now.
Sorry, listeners, who raped your ears. anyway.
Okay, so Let's talk.
Okay,
about
so how does he let his friends know that he's interested in a sexual relationship when he says that, you know, he's a person who's very conservative about personal boundaries and he's sort of afraid of touching someone who doesn't want to be touched.
He explicitly said he's afraid of that one particular boundary of touching someone who doesn't want to be touched.
Touching someone who doesn't want to be touched.
And the way
right.
he worded that seemed odd to me. It sounded like he actually has like not a, some kind of not necessarily a phobia, but he's like actually afraid. Of touching someone who doesn't like to be touched? Like, maybe that happened to him?
Well, I don't know.
Or
I
is
mean,
it just the wording?
The reason why he's so conservative about boundaries is almost irrelevant. You know, it could be the way he was raised or you know, experiences that he's had in the past or whatever. But I think getting over that hump of first, you know, initiating touch...
hump.
Thank you, Mike. Getting over that hurdle of like initiating touch with someone who you don't usually have a touchy relationship with is can be kind of difficult, and it's also important if you want to let the person know that they're special to you and you want more than just a casual
okay,
you know,
so how
platonic
do you go
friendship.
About telling someone who you have a platonic relationship
well, you don't,
with?
Well, you don't tell them. He doesn't want to tell them. He wants to touch them. He wants to like let them know in other ways besides words, right?
Wait, no, I didn't get that because okay. I was going to be sarcastic and say, well, to let them know, you could tell them. But yeah. I didn't get anywhere in his question that he said besides words.
Yeah, well, I mean, he brings up the issue of touch in particular as something that he's really has trouble with. So I think we should probably focus on that, I guess.
Yes, but how does that exclude words? How does that exclude
well,
verbal
Well, he says, how do I indicate to my friends that I'm interested in a sexual relationship? So
yes,
that,
here's
that
one way.
Could be...
I'm interested in a sexual relationship. And you might want to phrase it a little more friendly than that, but... What's wrong with like saying, hey, I love that we go to the movies and we have so much in common. We play Magic the Gathering together and, you know, all these things that we do together are friends, but you're really hot and I'd love to get in the sack with you or whatever. What's wrong with saying it?
There is nothing wrong with saying it. And I think if you're going to proposition your friends, we've sort of talked about this before on the show, but we should review.
It's the focus of this one, apparently.
Here's the way that I like to proposition I'm not going to say that. I like to, here's the approach that I recommend when propositioning friends. You hit it once, and then you back off. And if they say no, or they are not interested, you never talk about it
again.
You
leave it alone.
That's how you proposition your friends without being weird. And you can do that any way you choose. You can say to them in person, hey, you know what? I think you're really beautiful. I've always been really attracted to you, or I am really attracted to you. I'd love it if we could get more intimate with each other. I'd love it if, you know, I could take you out on a date sometime instead of just hanging out as friends. I want to be intimate with you.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that technique in episode 54, How Not to be Creepy.
Mike is so good.
Go to our website.
He's Johnny on the spot with looking up our old episodes and giving advice that we already gave before. What do you think about that technique, Mike? Just, you know,
absolutely.
Give a little introduction, something like that. You know, you can even practice what you're going to say, like for other friends, or you can practice it just in front of yourself. You can make recordings of yourself. And
I'm trying
it's a little
think,
bit weird.
I think this is... Off the top of my head, this is the only way that I think I would...
You could write them an email,
appreciate
I
or do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think of other things that people might recommend to indicate to your friends that you want to have sex with them. And I'm thinking of, like, Three's Company episodes when you're trying to finagle a situation where you have to accidentally, you know, yawn and get your arm around her. And then you, oops, you know, you know, my hand is throbbing because I work so hard. Oh, I didn't mean to massage your shoulder. And does it feel good? And that's
those
none of that.
Are so ridiculous.
Good. Yeah. What's wrong with just saying I'm attracted to you as well as wanting to be friend? I don't want a relationship. I don't want monogamy. I don't want, you know, whatever it is.
Well,
that
maybe
you don't
he does.
Want.
Maybe he does want monogamy or, you know, okay, whatever.
Whatever.
He can describe what he does want.
Whatever you do and don't want. What's wrong with saying it? Why?
No, nothing's wrong. Yeah. I think saying it is very direct, and it's a good way to go. But, I mean, it's
are
nice.
Are there other ways?
Yes, there are other
okay,
ways.
That's
and
what I'm
I was
going to
say,
with.
Mike, I love the approach of just coming out and being forthright about it and just saying it and just being honest. Hey, I'm not going to dance around this anymore. I want you.
Yeah.
Or I think you're hot. I like you more than a friend. Whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. But it's nice before you do something that daring and sort of, you know, that kind of takes a little courage,
it
right?
It does take courage.
You're stepping out on a limb.
It's also risking a lot. Maybe you'll lose the friendship over it.
Yeah, I mean, although I don't think that always.
Not always.
I think that
I
very
maybe.
Rarely happens.
Okay.
I mean, it's only weird if you make it weird, right?
Yeah.
We can talk about that later. But you are risking a little bit by propositioning a friend, and it's nice to have some indication or confirmation before you sort of take the initiative to be really explicit that you want something more. That there's interest there, right? Don't you think it's nice to have a little bit of a confirmation?
It certainly is nice. Basically, all that's doing is lessening the risk. If you have some indication that there is interest, then the risk is less.
Sure, but if that gives them the courage to actually finally take the plunge, then
okay. Then what methods are you talking about to try and find that?
Well, see, I think that I would feel if I had a friend and me and my friend never touched each other. See, this is kind of a weird foreign question to me because I'm an extremely touchy person. I will hug basically anyone, or you know, I'm very touchy in most even very platonic relationships. I still
even
like to
when
touch
in your underwear.
Even when in yes, and even when you're in your underwear too. Anyway, so I'm a person who likes to touch, but everybody is somewhere along that spectrum of, you know, touchy-feely to kind of very boundary-oriented and not, you know, not touchy.
Right.
And he says that he's really on the far end of the spectrum as far as not being very touchy-feely at all. He doesn't really like to touch. So, you know, watch for your female friends to touch you. Maybe they'll touch you first.
Yeah,
I think that's
so
an indicator of interest.
Get used to reading body language to try and see what people are saying without saying.
Well, see, here's what I'm saying. There are some people who say that, you know, if you're a guy and you're trying to pick up a girl, you should wait for her to touch you first because that signals that she is interested. You know, like just put her hand on your arm or around your neck or whatever.
I mean, I'm not saying this is not a good idea. Or even, I'm not even saying it
won't
work.
Well, you might be waiting for
a
while.
I'm just saying it's sad that this society is such that the guy should wait for the girl to initiate physical contact.
Well,
otherwise you could be in trouble for rape, or they could consider you a creep, or something bad, bad.
I don't think that's why they say that. I think they say that because you only want to go after girls if you're a guy, a straight guy, who... You only want to go after girls who are really interested in you and have a high level of desire for you, and that is indicated by them touching you and them like being, you know,
so,
raring to go to touch you, like they can't wait to
but
touch
you. But
then is
you
know, this they not,
you, first. You can't reverse the genders?
I guess you could reverse the genders, but, you know, I guess women are used to being pursued and men are used to being the pursuers when they're in straight relationships. Yeah, I suppose so. It'd be nice if people could be more honest about it, but
yeah.
Some people love that fun of, you know, some people think it's fun
to
play the chase. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
The
so if you want to play
the
chase.
The chocolate
chase,
is the chocolate.
Right. For some people, that's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so one approach might be to wait for her to touch you first. Another approach might be to just kind of flirt with her, you know, just be playful. And this guy seems like he's a thoughtful guy. You know, he seems like he has, you know, pretty good interpersonal skills. I don't know him. I'm just guessing.
Right.
But, you know, you could flirt with her and see if she gives you signals back. You know, see if she, like, always looks at you when she's talking to you, keeps eye contact. If she's, like, kind of touching herself when she looks at you,
yeah,
or if she touches
her hair
you.
Or if she brushes her own arm.
You know, it might be a signal of interest if she's... if she's calling you and making plans with you.
Yeah,
and
she's initiating communication or activities.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think if you can pick out those signals of interest and go after your female friends who are putting interest out towards you, then you'll have a much better chance of success, right? Do you think so, Mike?
I do think so. I just don't know what's the big scare here. I mean, why isn't he doing any of these things with his friends? Or maybe he is, but not enough.
Yeah.
Is it because he's scared of risking losing the friendships?
Yes, it seems like from his email that he's scared of losing the friendships. He doesn't want to risk, or he doesn't want to ruin the existing friendship or make it weird. Well, it's not going to be weird if you... It is going to be weird if you proposition a friend and then she says no or she's not interested and then you keep bringing it up. That's weird. It's going to be weird if you proposition a friend and she says no and you get all butthurt about it and you sulk and mope
and change the relationship because of it.
Right. And then you're making it weird. It's not going to be weird if you don't make it weird. It's not going to be weird if you are totally
mature.
That's not
necessarily true. You can't control what the other person thinks. Maybe they're just weirded out by having a friend who wants to be in their pants. You can't control it. It could happen.
It's possible.
It's going to be far less weird if you don't let it get weird on your end.
I think there's a really low chance of it being weird. If he is here, I'll give you the pointers for not being weird. One is ask once, and if you get a no, don't ask again. Two is if she rejects you, don't get hurt about it. Be totally mature. Just say, okay, no problem, no big deal, and move on. And three... What's three? if she accepts your proposal, if she shows interest back, then you say, okay, well, we'll take this one day at a time. And you know, you just communicate with her about everything, any issues that come up. And then it won't be weird from that end.
Right? Those all sound good to me.
Yeah. So So, you know, she's worried about it being, I'm sorry, if this guy's worried about it being weird, if he follows those tips, I don't think it'll be weird. And, you know, everything in life is a risk, right? If you have a friend that you're really good friends with and you love the time that you spend together and you love your relationship, but you want to take it to the next level and you decide that you are really interested in taking it to the next level, well, isn't that worth potentially maybe risking some weirdness in the friendship or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that big of a decision to me. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. Like, if you really want to be with someone.
I don't know if it's a no-brainer.
I think it is.
What if you want to be with someone so bad that nothing else matters? Well, then that's a no-brainer. But, you know,
well, but
if,
he says
if you
he
want
has
to be with them
these
so
female
bad.
Friends. I've known these guys before. They, you know, they have so many female friends. They're just overflowing with all these female friends, but none of them want to date them, right? Have you known those guys before?
Yes.
Yeah, and if he's one of those guys, then he has tons of female friends. Right,
yeah.
The friendship aspect is replaceable. The relationship
is
not.
You're collectivizing.
I'm sorry,
say he has 20 female. He has so many female friends. He even has 20 named Jane. Well, if he really likes one of them or really wants to have sex with one of them and propositions her and it becomes weird and he loses the friendship, well, he's got 19 other Janes. It doesn't matter. No,
well,
that particular Jane is gone. He doesn't have that friend anymore.
I agree, but. I think that to a certain extent, relationships are fluid, and he may not have that friendship tomorrow anyway. There might be something else that could change.
Well,
anyway.
That part's absolutely true.
You know?
And it's also true that there's
everything
risk
in life
everything
is
you
always
do,
changing.
Different amounts of risk.
Yeah, everything has risk.
But I just
exactly.
don't think it's a, what did you say, a foregone conclusion? What did you say? A
no-brainer?
No, I don't think it's a no-brainer. I think that's why he's asking, because it's not a no-brainer.
Well,
at least
question asker, I don't think you're going to lose the friendship, and I don't think you're going to be weird if you play your cards right.
Yeah,
and if you follow those things, you know. The
I think it's especially
if you're mature about asking.
Unlikely to lose to ruin the friendship if you do it in a complimentary way. If
yeah.
you just point out that you like them so much and you think they're so attractive and you like X and Y and Z, and that's why you want to have sex with them, but you understand if it's important to them, you know, for you guys to remain as you are, that you're okay with that.
Yeah.
And if you follow through, then it's probably not going to ruin the relationship.
Sure. Yeah.
I agree.
The one thing, the number one thing that I can say don't do is don't be mopey, weepy, sad, or, you know, keep it light. When you proposition a friend, keep it light.
If she says no, I kind of recommend not bringing it up in jokes for the next 6 months either.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just
don't be passive aggressive about it either. After if she says no, you know, just drop it and move on. But yeah, like if someone said to me, you know, if I had a male friend and you know, he was interested in me or whatever, and he was propositioning me, the way I would want him to approach me would be to say, you know, hey, I really like this about you. I love to hang out with you. And I hope that, you know, I'm going to ask you something and I hope that,
yeah.
We'll still be friends afterwards, even if you say no. But I really think you're, you know, beautiful, and I love all these things about you, and I really would like to take our friendship to the next level. What do you say? You want to go out on a date with me? Or whatever.
Yep.
However you say it. And, you know, I don't want him to say, like, oh, I pine away for you every day. Like, I'm nothing without you. You know, things like that just sound really desperate and mopey and just,
that's
weird.
Well, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
For me, but I wonder if there are people who would prefer that. Are there people who wish?
I don't think
who
there's
are
anyone
waiting
who would
for
prefer
their...
that.
Really? Okay.
With a relationship like that, where you're just friends and you're not even touching, like that's how sort of distant it is. Like, I don't think anyone wants anyone else to say, you know, oh, you're the love of my life. I pine away for you. If you dump me, I'll cry and I'll cut myself and I'll just, you know, jump off a cliff. Like,
wow.
I don't think anyone wants someone else to
cut
say that.
While
that's
falling off a cliff.
Really weird. Yes, that takes talent too, Mike. That's very weird.
If he also threw in a noose, that would be amazing.
Okay. And so should we, what do you think? Do we address like how to proposition a friend question?
I think so. No, I don't. Okay. Could you redo the second part? The second
sure.
question?
Yeah. Okay. Let's remind our listeners. So the second part of his question is, additionally, I've never been very good at dating. My relationships always evolve from deep friendships. Do you have any advice about how to initiate a dating or sexual relationship without the desire for emotional intimacy coming across as a way to get into her pants, quote unquote? So he basically, I think, wants to proposition someone without seeming corny or like he's just after sex. Like he wants to emphasize that he's in it for a relationship.
And this question doesn't have to do with current friends. It has to do with propositioning someone else for a date. Is that right?
A less than friend. Well, he says his relationships always evolve from deep friendships, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I think
no, there's nothing wrong with that, but he continues to say.
Mm-hmm. And then he continues to say, what's your advice on how to initiate a dating or sexual relationship without his desire for emotional intimacy coming across as a way to get in her pants?
Well, see, I understood that
perhaps
incorrectly. I think
that's basically paraphrasing of his first question,
yeah,
right?
I guess so.
Yeah. He doesn't want it to seem like he's just after sex.
So he asked a question, then he summarized, mm-hmm. then he paraphrased.
Yeah. Wow. It's very clear. I think he's a good communicator. Because you know what, Mike? On average, it depends on the person, but on average, when you're communicating with someone, they're going to get 50 to 80% of what you say.
They're going to actually understand. I only got the first few words of what you said. What was that?
I'll repeat that again. On average, when you communicate with someone, they're only going to get 50 to 80% of what you say. So repetition is not a bad thing. And also paraphrasing and restating are not a bad thing either. Just as an aside, too, I really like when the technique of when you're communicating with someone, repeating back what they said to you and saying, well, let me see if I understand this correctly, or let me see if I got what you said right.
So you think said, repeating back is a good thing?
Yeah, I think Mike, that was funny. That was very cute, Mike. Ever the jokester.
I'm an idiot.
You're amazing, Mike. You are so good. Don't you dare call yourself an idiot. You know, I recommend you go back and listen to our episode about self-deprecating remarks because you need to stop it. You are awesome, Mike. We all love you.
Enough, the show wasn't about me. Okay.
Okay, anyway. So he's paraphrasing and he doesn't want to seem like he's just a horn dog who wants to get in a girl's pants. He's a very sensitive guy and he wants that to come across. And you know what? I think don't worry about it. That's my advice for that part of the question. Don't worry about sounding like a horn dog.
Yeah,
if you're asking for a sexual relationship, you can do it in a way that doesn't sound like you're a total jerk or
right.
who's
and
just
if
after
you,
sex, especially if
you're saying
friends
something
with the
that
girl.
That if said to you, you wouldn't think is horn doggish or rude or prude,
mm-hmm.
then be confident and say it and take what happens.
Yeah, I think he really has to push his personal boundaries a little bit. I mean, of course, we don't know this guy. And nope. We've never seen him interact with anybody. But if he's going around and he has all these friends and he never touches anyone, well, I mean, maybe he should start touching a little bit or maybe a little bit more.
Yep.
You know, you're not going to seem creepy. Just watch how they react. If you try to touch someone...
Even
you know,
if you initiate
the touching, which I'm all for,
watch the reaction and behave accordingly.
Right. If you give them a playful hug and then they pull back, well, that's a
and
signal
do
not to do
again.
That again.
Yeah.
If you give them a playful hug and they give you a squeeze back and they hold on a little bit longer, well, that's a good sign, right?
Or it starts smaller than a hug if that's frightening because you're not used to
sure.
touching.
Sure. You just put your hand on their back or something. And
yeah.
if they recoil in horror, then maybe that's not a good idea. But if they sort of, you know, lean in towards you, then that's good. Right? I think
yep.
those signs of body language are kind of obvious, right? Mm-hmm. And you can use that to test the waters before you, you know, go into the full-on, hey, like, I'm interested in you and come out and say it, right? You can sort of test the waters by watching body language and watching sort of subtle cues.
You absolutely can, but if it's your first time or you're new to it, then mm-hmm. testing the waters might be a little clumsy or
yeah,
choppy.
Yeah, so you got to experiment.
Exactly. So
yeah.
try it with, like, Jane number 19, not with Jane number 1.
But don't let Jane number 1 find out about Jane number 19 because she might not like that.
And don't let Jane number 19 know that she's number 19.
Good advice, Mike. That's just so good. I don't think we could say it any better than that. So if you are Jane number...
21.
Yes. If you're Jane number 21 and you're not friends with our question asker, you're unattached, you don't have any guy friends who follow you around but don't touch you, you should write to mike@porktherapy.com and you should ask him out on a date. Because you know what?
Know what?
He's free tomorrow night and he doesn't have any female
That's so
friends
rare.
Right now that he's not touching. So you should join in the... You should join in the pecking order, and then you can be...
If your name's John and you're 21st on any list, then you can email stephanie@porktherapy.com. And
you won't even
sure,
make it on my list.
Be sure to let her initiate the touching.
You're going to be waiting a long time.
I think we're going to be essentially done with this episode, right?
I think so, Mike.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Did you get what I said? I just want to make sure what I understand what you said correctly.
Yes.
So you said that they should call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4, right?
And you mean our phone number, which is 419-PT-LOVE-4?
Yes, that's exactly right.
They should call us.
And I also got that you said they should email us at questions@porktherapy.com.
They should email us at questions@porktherapy.com to send us their questions.
Exactly, to send us their questions, right?
That's right, to send us their questions at questions@porktherapy.com.
Oh, my God, this is going a little too far. You know? We're turning into the echo chamber.
The echo chamber is what we're turning into.
Oh,
I just turned the echo chamber into Yoda.
Oh, please don't come out with Yoda again. We had him appear on a previous episode, and we didn't like him very much. I think he was also on the prepositioning your friends episode.
That's, oh, boy, Yoda has
prepositioning,
a theme.
Propositioning.
Well, maybe you proposition your friends with prepositions.
Right. You proposition onto your friends into the couch, the love seat, and yes, on a date with prepositions. We're such nerds, Mike. How do we get this way? I think the heat is getting to us in New Hampshire, so we're going to sign off now.
I'm going to throw out a few more pieces of information.
Oh, sure.
Porktherapy.com on the web. Yeah. Twitter.porktherapy.com.
Facebook.porktherapy.com.
You can find us in iTunes and subscribe there. And if you do, please write us a quick little review.
Cool. That sounds good.
I think that's
about all the ways that you can get us on the internet. If you want to get in our pants, you're going to have to get in line. We've got 20 Janes lined up, and that's just the Janes.
That's just the Janes.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
Therapy. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.